Each year, about 50,000 people visit the Geology Museum at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. And for the last 100 years, one attraction has stood out, the nearly 10-foot-tall skeleton of the Boaz mastodon.
Our mastodon is our museum's most iconic fossil, and it's arguably one of the most famous fossils in Wisconsin. It is the centerpiece of our skeleton room.
That's museum curator Carrie Eaton, who, not surprisingly, really digs old stuff.
I've always liked geology from the time that I was very young, and I absolutely adore Ice Age megafauna. I think they're spectacular. I think they're amazing.
In case you've forgotten, mastodons look a lot like elephants, except hairier. For a few million years, they roamed these parts in herds until they went extinct almost 12,000 years ago, when things were a little different in Wisconsin.
Mastodons, mammoths, giant beavers, giant ground sloth, muskox, bison, caribou, these were all things that roamed Wisconsin.
The Boaz mastodon was named after a tiny village in Richland County, where young boys found many of its bones in 1897. Its skeleton, which includes plaster replica bones, was installed in the museum in 1915. To prepare for the 100th anniversary, Eaton decided a couple years ago to do some research. What she found, however, led her down some interesting paths.
Yeah, it was a fascinating puzzle that I just had to get to the end of. The more I scratched at the surface, the more interesting layers were underneath.
After combing through archives, dusty field manuals, and old photos, Eaton made the startling discovery that the mastodon's bones appeared to come not from one animal, but two. One from Boaz, and another from a former hamlet known as Anderson Mills. And what's more, she found a very old handwritten note indicating this might not be a mastodon at all, but a mammoth. And that would have been a huge deal.
So seeing that word mammoth at the top of the page literally made me stop in my tracks. And I thought, oh no, what do we do now? Yeah. I knew right away that we were going to have to sample for DNA. You see that and you go, oh, well, that's more work.
But after 2 years of research and lots of lab testing, the results were conclusive. The Boaz mastodon was indeed comprised of two animals. And yes, it was a mastodon. Mystery solved. The museum will keep calling it the Boaz mastodon, though future visitors will get a slightly altered spiel from tour guides.
Our mastodon here is about 60% real bone. And of that real bone, they were found in two different sites in Wisconsin. So one of those is Anderson Mills.
But Eaton hasn't run out of questions. She still wonders if there's more to unearth about the famous Ice Age beast, possibly in a field near you.
And so I look at that skeleton, and I can't help but wonder, where's the rest of it? And so I think that the bones of those two animals are probably still in the ground. I think there are a lot of megafauna fossils out there in the state of Wisconsin that have yet to be discovered.